One of the surprise critical hits of the summer is a new Paul Anka album called Rock Swings. The Bobby Sox Are Idle turned Vegas lounge singer puts a crooner's spin on some latter-day rock classics, such as Black Hole Sun and Smells Like Teen Spirit. This from a man who became famous for writing and singing this song. In the 1950s, Diana was the first of a string of hits that put a teenaged Paul Anka on the road, singing to screaming fans along with musical contemporaries Buddy Holly and Bobby Darin.
We were all little teen idols, and they packaged us up, and we ran around the country and did our little rock and roll shows of two songs, and that was it. It's just a little band of people fighting along, American Bandstand, and the Beatles came along and then changed everything. And we're looking up at these guys called the Rat Pack, and we said, well, maybe that's our survival window. We'll put tuxes on and work nightclubs and get out there and be like those cool guys, Frank Sinatra and Dean and Sammy.
And so you did, and spent most of your career making quite a success of singing.
What allowed me to make those transitions and add some longevity was I was the only one writing, and the rest of the kids and most of the other artists were, you know, they had writers and managers, and they're getting pretty buoyed up. I wasn't really in that image.
Well, it probably didn't hurt to write My Way.
That came later. I'd, you know, went right through the 60s, knowing Sinatra, Rat Pack, working with them at the Sands Hotel, to the point where one day he came to me in 67 and he said, kid, I'm retiring from show business. You never wrote that song for me. He used to always tease me about that. Well, that moved me, and I went back to New York, where I was living at the time, and one in the morning I sat down and just started Sinatra, retiring. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. And it wrote itself. I wrote it as if Sinatra were writing it. 5 hours later, it was completed, and I called them at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and said, guys, I've got something special. And I took the demo out, played it for him, and 2 months later, I got a call. I'm in New York. He's in Los Angeles. And he held the phone up to the speaker. He said, kid, listen to this. And they played My Way for the first time, and I started crying.
Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had
a big turning point in my career and his. He never retired.
Which brings us, in a way, to this new CD of yours, because My Way was not only sung legendarily by Frank Sinatra, but also by Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols. A very unlikely rendition.
A jolting rendition. You know, everyone is entitled to their interpretations, and after I realized that he was sincere in his own right as to wanting to make that statement, and not unlike Elvis in later years, who would sit with me and go, you know, Paulie, I'm going to do that song. It means a lot to me. And I say, Elvis, not your kind of song. But he did it, and he felt it. Sid Vicious felt it, and I allowed the license. And once it's out there, artists have the right, if they're sincere with some integrity, to do whatever they want in any treatment.
You could say Paul Anka is now turning the tables on his new CD, here with Van Halen's Jump.
I get up, and nothing ever gets me down.
When sitting down to make a new CD, I said there's some standards here today. Forget the type of songs that they are or what the lyrical content. They do come from a sociological rooting. Taking these songs and putting them in a style that I felt very comfortable with, because any good song that has structure can swing.
Jump!
Now, another tune, another song, Love Cats.
Into the sea, you and me, all the years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing, we miss you, yes, Love Cats.
Your version was sufficiently radical. I mean, it's such a departure from the original, which was The Cure. I'm not so sure that those who know this tune would even recognize your version of it.
Into the sea, you and me, these years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing, we missed you
Now, Love Cats is a very interesting case in point because within it I saw this very sexy kind of feel. I had to change the melody in the middle myself, keep some of the words, not use all of it. Radical. But you know what? You have to allow these songs of today to be done differently. It can't be always Cole Porter, Gershwin, you know, which have been done in Latin and mambo and cha-cha and Japanese and, you know, let the song live on its own.
Critics have really loved the CD by and large, but there's at least one of these songs that some have taken issue with, and that would be Nirvana's grunge anthem. It smells like Teen Spirit.
They're so into this song and this group and how dare you touch it. That's what I liked about it, because it is an anthem. There's a lot of angst. But when I looked at it melodically and I looked at the importance of it, I dared myself.
Load up my guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh, no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low.
And I wanted to say with it, you know, get past the words. And I've edited what I couldn't honestly say. I've left a lot of that lyric out. And I've left in what I could say and portray. And a lot of people now are coming up to me. I said, wow, we finally hear the lyric and we really get it. And, you know, we like it.
Paul Anka, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Entertain us.
Paul Anka talking about his new CD, Rock Swings. And if you want to swing along, more songs and some photos from Paul Anka's early days are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.